Raised by Soundfest is coming Saturday, December 7th. Go to raisedbysoundfest.com for more information.
Hi, this is Carla Thomas, and baby, you're listening to WYXR 91.7 in Memphis, and you're raised by sound.
Welcome, welcome. You are listening to WYXR 91.7. We are Raised by Sound. This is Let's Get Lost. We come to you every single Wednesday morning, 10 a.m. to 11 a.m., bringing you the best in mid-century, mostly jazz, prestige records, Blue Note records, Dial records, Savoy records, Impulse, all that good stuff. We just heard something from Pacific Records over there. And La La Land, 1961, Bud Shank. Man, Bud Shank, no one talks about him, and they need to. That's from his New Groove album, White Lightning's composition. Carmel Jones, another guy people don't spend enough time conversating about on trumpet. Dennis Budenmeier. Man, Dennis, what a solo. That was... They were doing stuff over there in L.A. Gary Peacock on bass, Mel Lewis on drums. A lot of people... center the music back then, especially the old critics. We love the critics, don't we? They were had centered the music really in New York. That was sort of the epicenter of anything in the jazz world. Was still kind of, you know, New York centric, East Coast centric. But man, there's a lot of good stuff that was happening on the other side of the country. I don't have anything specific today. We don't have anything specifically plan no themes or whatever. I do want to thank everybody for hanging out with us 2 weeks ago at the for our pledge drive. We had a really good pledge drive for Let's Get Lost. I mean, we had, I don't know how much we raised. I think we raised like $500 or something, which is a record for this show. Our friend Jim Duckworth came and hung out with us and we had a really good time with Jim, and can't wait to do it again. I just picked up this record. I was over here at Crosstown Concourse. That's, of course, where we are doing our Raised by Sound Fest. We'll talk about that later, maybe. Crosstown Concourse, that's where we are. That's where we live. Swung by the other day, and they were having their record swap. Last thing I need is more records. I did find something very cool. I had never seen this in the wild. Soul Sisters. I'm going to play it for you right now. Soul Sisters is an album. Actually, I think I've played this record on the show. Probably a digital version of a cut on here, maybe. I want to say maybe a while ago. But I got the real deal, Holyfield, right now. I got the original Impulse release on vinyl, and it is sweet. Soul Sisters is a Gloria Coleman project with her friend Paula Roberts. So we don't get enough, especially at this period, ladies getting record dates in the 1950s and 60s. And this is a really cool, special record because of that, but also just we got a few connections. We got Gloria Coleman, who was George Coleman's wife at the time. George Coleman, who is a legendary Memphis saxophone player who we play all the time. Gloria, I'm still learning about her. I think she was a Pittsburgh native organist. Super funky record. We'll check that out. Paula Roberts, I'm still learning about her too. The liner notes are really great. Why don't we just read them on the air? No, I'm not going to bore you with reading them on the air, but the other thing about this record is we got a phenomenal Grant Green date here. He is in rare order here, rare Grant Green level here. He was always great, but I can tell he's feeling good on this album. So Gloria Coleman, organ, Paula Roberts on drums, funky drums, Leah Wright on alto saxophone, and let me just quit talking about it and let you hear it. This is a, we'll play a cut, a tribute to another great lady of jazz, Melba Liston. We're going to play a composition called Melba's Minor. Thank you.
For WYXR comes from the Halloran Center for Performing Arts and Education, setting the stage for everyone. The Halloran Center, next door to the Orpheum, invites you to be in the center of it all through live entertainment, arts education, community programs, and event spaces all year round. More information at orpheum-memphis.com.
GPAC presents Valerie June on Saturday, November 9th at 8 p.m. With three critically acclaimed best-selling solo albums, June skillfully weaves a tapestry of folk, soul, gospel, country, blues, psychedelia, and symphonic pop. Find your center with Valerie June. More information and tickets for sale at gpacweb.com.
Jazz Ambassadors of the U.S. Army Field Band is performing at Overton High School on Thursday, November 14th from 7 to 8:30. The official touring big band of the United States Army formed in 1969, the Jazz Ambassadors is a 19-member ensemble who has received great acclaim at home in all 50 states and abroad, performing America's greatest original art form, jazz. The concert is free and open to the public. More information and tickets at armyfieldband.com/events.
All right. Go check out all the cool stuff that's happening here in the Mid-South area. We had some cool stuff happening on that set of music. Let me see if I can try to hear myself. There we go. We just heard the great Dempsey Wright. We play his record occasionally over here because he only had one. I think he's had one. I have another record with Dempsey Wright on it, but it's I think this is his big his leader date that he made in 1958 on the Andex imprint. How many Andex records do you guys have? That was, of course, his version of Thanks for the Memory. That was Bill Holman did all the arrangements on this record. We've played a lot of Bill Holman, who was a saxophonist and arranger in Los Angeles mostly. And I think he went on, of course, like all these guys, these arrangers, they all end up doing most, but once the jazz boom sort of collapsed, they all go into TV and film. And I think Bill Holman did that as well. We hear Richie Kamuka on the tenor saxophone, Victor Feldman playing the vibe, Stan Levy drums, Ben Tucker bass, and Dempsey Wright on the guitar. Really great guitar player. I wish he had made more records. Sadly, he didn't. For that, the Mangione Brothers. We've played this record before as well. Very cool record. These are all kids. I mean, coming from upstate New York, Rochester area. And a few of these guys ended up really having successful careers. Of course, Chuck Mangione had a hit record in the 1970s. Of course, this is 1960. He was still, you know, doe-eyed, fresh out of high school, wet behind the ears trumpet player. This record's called the Jazz Brothers on Riverside Records. I think it was sort of a thing they played like almost like a battle of the bands and got signed, one of those kind of stories. That was their version of Girl of My Dreams. Roy McCurdy on drums, who would go on to have a very long, successful career. Sal Nistico, same thing on tenor saxophone. Chuck's brother, Gap, I'm sure he did okay. I don't know. I don't see his name around a lot, but he was on piano. Bill Saunders on bass. Larry Combs on alto saxophone. The Mangione Brothers. It's a cool record. Before that, Gloria Coleman, we talked about at the top of the set, before we got into the set, I just had picked up this Soul Sisters record, Gloria Coleman Quartet. I was wrong. Gloria is actually, Paula, the drummer, is from Pittsburgh. And I'd love to read all these liner notes. It's a really interesting story. These women were just touring around and picking up bands. And there were a lot of, we got to do a ladies show because there was a lot of female groups that were touring in the 1950s and 60s in the United States, jazz groups. And unfortunately, they don't always get recorded. This one did. Gloria, who I think was more in the Chicago area, and I'm guessing that's how he met her husband, George Coleman, who is a Memphian. George Coleman left Memphis to Chicago, then through New York. Gloria was on tour, and that's how she found Paula Roberts, and they formed this group and did this date. I don't think they did any other recording dates that I know of. A couple of things that are interesting. One, this was recorded at Rudy Van Gelder's. That's pretty normal, but seeing Grant Green on guitar here on an Impulse record is very interesting. Leo Wright, too. So there's a lot of things about it I really dig. I'll probably end up playing some more cuts from this record down the line. Yes, Soul Sisters. We're going to go completely different direction right now. We're going to hear a very strange man, and we love him so much, Herbie Nichols, who wrote very weird music. There's a really great book that John, who does the show as well. John had a great show last week, if you listened. There's a book that he turned me on to called Four Lives of the Bebop Business. And it has a cool section, has profiles for jazz artists at the time. This was written, I believe, in the early 1960s, late 50s, and it profiles four artists. And one of them is Herbie Nichols, and I encourage you to go find that book and read Herbie's story. It's just kind of a sad story. This man was so brilliant and kind of awkward, and he played different and he wrote different, and unfortunately, it wasn't really until he had left this earth till the jazz world caught up to him. But thankfully he put out a bunch of records, and we're gonna hear the title cut to his Love Gloom Cash Love album. This is Love Gloom Cash Love.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Mr. Tommy Turrentine. Tommy Turrentine. Really cool. Really cool composition there. Time's Up, 1960 on the Time imprint. That was his self-titled album, Tommy Turrentine, famously the brother of Stanley Turrentine, who you heard, I don't know why I'm saying one time, one teen. Stanley Turrentine was on tenor saxophone. His brother, Tommy, is on trumpet. And Stanley had a, I mean, if you're an aficionado, then you know Stanley was on a million records. His brother, not so much, but his brother could play. And I love that piece. Horace Parlin on piano, Max Roach drums, Julian Priester trombone, Bob Boswell bass. It's an all-star band, too. What a record. Before that, Joe Puma. I got this the other day, and I had to play another cut off it. It's so good. Brother of Earl is the name of that cut. Joe Puma Trio Quartet. It's two sides. We heard the trio side. Or, I'm sorry, we heard the quartet side. No, I'm sorry. We heard the trio side with Oscar Pettiford. No, I'm losing my mind. That was Bill Evans, OP, and Paul Motion. Oscar Pettiford on bass. 1958 on Jubilee. Losing my marbles. It's okay. Herbie Nichols was trio. I'm positive. 1958 on Bethlehem imprint. Always a sign of quality. If you see Bethlehem as the record label, buy it. It's okay. It's going to be a good record. Love, Gloom, Cash, Love was title cut from this from that album. George DeVivier on bass and Danny Richman on drums. Of course, Charles Mingus is a longtime collaborator. Herbie Nichols, as I had mentioned before the set, go check out that record, Four Lives of the Bebop Business. I think Ornette Coleman's profiled, but Herbie Nichols is profiled. And that one, that profile really stuck out to me at the time when I read that book because Herbie is just, he's just so sad. He's so brilliant, and he's kind of relegated at that period in New York to playing Dixieland gigs. And he's this brilliant composer, and it's like, yeah, no one wants to work with me. I'm too weird. And I mean, he doesn't say that, but you get the sense that's where he's at. It's like he's a little too ahead of his time, and that's the way it goes. Sometime we're gonna close out our show here, or head towards the closeout of the show. I want to thank everybody for listening. I'm gonna play a couple more cuts. Let's play some Gene Ammons. You got to play some Gene Ammons every now and then, right? All right, Gene Ammons. This is Salome's Tune. Thank you.
Thank you.